This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's talk to the Philly skipper. He joins us twice a month on the show, and we always love the opportunity to talk to the Phil's manager, Rob Thompson. How you doing today, Rob?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Rob, we're good. Jody Cameron here, as always. Got the Mac man, Jody Mac, with me here in for John today. So you'll be talking to Jody as well. And, Rob, let's start with this. I'd actually just made the point. I feel like your team this year for the first time is in a good spot. Three games up on a playoff spot, relatively healthy, not completely, but relatively. Do you feel for the first time this year that you're in a good spot?
Yeah, I do feel that way. And we have to keep them healthy. So, but yeah, I think our offense is coming around. We're starting to hit home runs, and that's one of the keys for us to score runs. But I think, you know, we've gone to the six-man rotation to try to make sure that our starters stay healthy, and we've had a lot of close games, so it's taken a toll on our bullpen, but they've, for the most part, they've responded pretty well. So, you know, I feel like we're in a good spot right now.
Along those lines, Skip, know you acquired a new arm to add to the staff, but for now, the rotation, and oh, by the way, you get a rain-out doubleheader. It's nice to have a six-man rotation, so it's already paying dividends.
Yeah, no doubt.
Know that's the plan going forward, but when does forward end? Best case scenario, when do you think you'll know what kind of rotation you'll have going into September/October?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've gone through a 17-day stretch here, and we have an off day on August 14th. That'll be our first off day from now. And I think at that point, then we go back to a five-man. We may, you know, do some things like piggyback Lorenzen and Sanchez or something like that. Because Lorenzen's innings are getting to a career high, and so are Sanchez's. So we got to make sure that they can get through this final stretch and you know, get us into the postseason, hopefully.
Rob Thompson with us here. Rob, let's talk about the Trey Turner thing. What a fascinating few days it's been. I'm curious, unbelievable. Did you know prior to Friday night's game that a big ovation may occur? And what was your reaction when it did occur?
Well, you know, I listen to the radio, this radio station on the way into work every day. And so I knew that there was some buzz about it. Wasn't sure whether it was going to happen or not, because I think that there was some talk about it the last homestand as well. I wasn't really sure what was going to happen, but when it happened, I mean, it was just kind of this surreal moment. Not, I don't think just for me, but for the entire club, because this team is high character group, and they care about each other, and they care about winning. And when they see one of their teammates struggling or getting booed, they wear it. And when that ovation happened, I think it just gave everybody, not including Trey, obviously, but everybody energy and made everybody feel great. And he's responded. I think he's, you know, since that moment, he's, you know, 7-for-19 or something like that with 6 RBIs.
Yep.
He's swung the bat a lot better. So
Rob, we have a poll question today that we're asking everyone. Do you think the standing ovation played a role in Trey Turner's recent improvement? I believe it did. What do you believe?
I do too. I really do, because it just, you know, no, nobody likes to get booed, obviously, but you have to be able to deal with it. But when you get cheered, boy, does it give you energy.
Skip, you and your coaching staff have to work with your players on a day-in, day-out basis. Some guys less work because they've been there, done that, been around forever. You got a wet behind the ears kid playing in center field every single day, and that's going to be the case as long as Marsh is out. How do you handle Johan Rojas? Do you have to be more hands-on, less hands-on, more evaluative, less evaluative? Circumstances happen. I'm sure you aren't banking on the Marsh injury, but how are you handling Johan Rojas for the next couple weeks?
Boy, he's been great, and I think he's shown his defensive prowess. He's as good as he get in center field, and I've loved his at-bats. I think with Johan, you know, when he first came up, we were kind of picking our spots to making sure that we got the right matchups, especially with right-handed pitching. But now he's sort of been forced into almost an everyday situation. So, one, we got to make sure that we keep him healthy. Two, it's, you know, he's still developing. So there's a lot of teaching that's going on still, probably more so than any of our other players. And, but he's handled he's got such great poise. Our player development people have done an unbelievable job with this kid because he's come up, he's got great composure, his poise is great. He's got great at-bats. He's not chasing very much, not as much as any other kid coming up from Double-A, first time in the big leagues. And his defense has been tremendous. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him. And his respect for the game and his respect for his teammates is showing through. He knows who the veterans are, and he respects them. And he's just been a pleasant – really a pleasant surprise and just a bolt of energy through the club.
Rob, one thing that's certainly been awesome to see lately is Bryce with three homers in the last handful of games. Do you feel that his power is back?
Yeah, I think I like his swing, and he's starting to get the ball up in the air now. He chased a little bit last night, which he normally doesn't do, but I really like where his bat speed's at and where his swing's at, and he's being aggressive. He's using the field. He's not, other than last night, really, he's not chasing much. So I like where he's at. And I like where a lot of our guys are at. You know, the veterans seem to be coming around. And you know, Schwarber's back to hitting home runs, and he's still walking. He'll have tonight off because we've got to keep some of these, get some rest for some of these guys. But I really like where our offense is at right now. We're starting to score some runs, and that's a good sign.
Skip, last night you gave Boehm second game off. Purely a rest thing?
Yeah, purely a rest. He'll be back in there tonight. Trey will probably DH tonight. We'll give Schwarber and Scott tonight against the left-hander. They'll be back in tomorrow night. But like I said, this has been a long stretch, and I know we had the rain out the other day, but doubleheaders are tough on guys, and we got to make sure that they stay fresh, so they don't lose their swing and stay healthy at the same time. So, and we got to, you know, we're in kind of the dog days here, and we got a ways to go. So, you know, just got to keep moving forward.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Rob, speaking of rest, you know, last year, obviously, you had Zach Wheeler on the shelf there for a bit, and it looked like he came back ready to go in October. Nola has obviously not performed to his usual standard this season. Do you see a scenario with Nola and perhaps Kimbrel, who's running into some troubles lately, that you could significantly dial them back, maybe even shelve them for a week or two to try to ramp them up if you make the playoffs and to try to ramp them up in September? Is that a possibility?
Only if it's health-related. If it's performance related, if they're not doing well, I think you stay with those guys. They're veteran guys. They'll come out of it. Just trust that. If it's health related, that's a different story. And then you gotta take care of them like we did with Wheels last year. But, I trust Craig and Aaron. I think they'll be just fine. I really.
So how do you assess? Let's say it's not an injury, but a pitcher with a tired arm. Is that health? Is that like what category does a tired arm factor into?
It's not really, as long as they're not hurt, I think they'll come out of it. I mean, I think pitchers go through a little bit of a dead arm throughout spring training and throughout the year sometimes. So I think you just keep moving forward and maybe you back off on bullpens and things like that. But I think you just keep moving forward if they're healthy.
Skip, year-to-year improvement, and you judge that by length of time that somebody's been in the game. Second full year as a starter for Bryson Stott, he's just a flat-out better hitter than he was last year. What do you attribute that most to?
I think just being comfortable, Jody. You know, he came up last year and a lot of fanfare and got off to a slow start. We ended up having to send him down because he was trying to do too much. And as you know, when you do that, it's not a good thing. So then, you know, Gene Segura got hurt and we had to bring him back up and we had to play him. We played him every day and he just got comfortable. And, you know, the numbers the second half of last year were really good. And it's just sort of, turned into this year the same thing. And, he is such a great hitter because he grinds at bats. You know, we've got a lot of guys that are really aggressive. But Bryson is one of the guys that grinds at bats. He sees a lot of pitches. He knows the strike zone. He sees the ball out of the pitcher's hand really early and can decide whether it's going to be a ball or a strike. He uses the entire field. It's a line drive stroke, not that uphill, get the ball in the air stroke, although he does hit some home runs, but for the most part, it's a line drive stroke. He can really hit. And, I think he's just going to get better and better and better. And I think there's more power in there as he gets, you know, a little age on him and a little bit more strength. I think he's going to be a great, great hitter.
He's been unbelievable. He really is. Rob Thompson here. Rob, you started the season with Trey Turner leading off. Stott got some time. Schwarber's gotten the most. Your team's won a lot of games with Schwarber in the leadoff hole, but you know the deal. There are a lot of people that don't love the idea of Schwarber leading off. Do you see a scenario where if Trey performs back to the old Trey standard, proves it to you for a number of weeks, that you say, I'm going back to how I started the season. Trey Turner's my leadoff hitter. If we make it to October, that gives us the best chance to win.
Yeah, I think there is a scenario in there like that. But, you know, for now, I think he's pretty comfortable. Actually, he's going to lead off tonight because Schwarber's had a lineup. So it's funny that you brought that up. But yeah, I think there is a scenario that could happen, but right now we're playing pretty good baseball and we're scoring a lot of runs. So we'll run with this lineup for a while now. And, we did the same thing last year with Schwarber leading off, and I got a lot of heat a lot of times during the season. Why is he leading off? But we had a lot of success with it. So, I try not to overthink things and just try to stay as consistent as possible.
Skip, thanks for the 9 hours in advance look at the lineup, knowing that both Stott and Schwarber are out tonight. We truly appreciate that.
Yeah.
Here's the question I have for you. Did you have to think about it longer because you lost the game last night? If you'd won last night, then I would have expected this. All right, he's going to give guys days off. But because Kimball gave up the home run late, did that make you hesitate or wonder about whether you should or shouldn't give lefties off for tonight's matchup?
No, because, you know, I try to stay 3 or 4 days ahead and look at matchups and look at, you know, when we need to give a guy a day off. And I usually stay with that plan because I always think that it's the best thing for the player. And consequently, if it's the best thing for the player, it's probably the best thing for the team. So I really don't hesitate when it comes to things like that. Because we have to keep these guys healthy. We have to keep them fresh, and we have to keep them playing at a high level. And rest and recovery is just one of the things you need to do.
All right, Skip, last thing, and it's a hypothetical, and some people don't like hypotheticals, but I love asking them. If Dave Dombrowski walked into your office this afternoon and said, just got off the phone with Gene Segura's agent, And he said he would love to come back to the Phillies in a reserve role, just to bat off the bench, give Stotty a day off once every 2 weeks. What would the skipper's interest be in re-adding Gene Segura?
You know, I love Gene. I really do. And I'd take him anytime. I don't think that scenario is happening, but I just love him. I love the way he plays the game, his energy, his you know, he cares so much about winning. When he came to Philadelphia, that's all he talked about was, I just want to win. I just want to go to the playoffs. I just want to win a world championship. And I love that type of attitude. And I think, you know, his numbers weren't very good this year, but I think he can still hit. And I think he can still play second base. And I hope there's a job up there for him someplace.
Hey, Rob, final thing here. You'll probably make the playoffs, but it's certainly no sure bet. You got a coach in the moment. Do you look at these final 8 weeks, this week and beyond, and say, I've got a bunch of pitchers that could start in the postseason, but open competition, if Wheeler's my one, if I get to set the rotation for the first week of the playoffs and I don't have to close the regular season with Wheeler, Zach's my one, open competition for the rest for 2, 3, and 4 in the postseason. Is that how you look at it?
I think so. And then, you know, of the guys that wouldn't be 2, 3, and 4, because we've got 6 of them right now, who best fits in the bullpen? Obviously, the number one priority is your starter, because he's theoretically going to give you the most innings. But, I think so. I think it is an open competition. And once you get there, you go with the guys that are throwing the best and the guys that you have the most trust in.
Rob, we love having you on the show. Congrats on the recent surge. As obviously
I have,
the team's playing better.
I have one more thing, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So not many people know this, but Jody's father, Joe McDonald, who was a longtime executive in Major League Baseball, gave me my first coaching job with the Detroit Tigers in the minor league.
Wow.
And
Jody,
I will be in debt to your father for the rest of my life. I love him. He's a great baseball man, and even a better person and a better man, and you should be awfully proud of him.
And oh, by the way, I talked to him 2 days ago. I got him up on the immaculate grid. He is now checking it every single day to see, because he can roll in guys from the 40s and 50s, which means you're going to get a high score on that game.
Oh, no doubt.
He's doing it now these days and having fun with it. I will certainly pass your regards along to him, Skipper.
That's great. I appreciate it.
Rob,
thank
you so much. That was a very kind message you had there. Rob, good luck tonight, and thanks for being part of the show today.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Skip.
You got it.